held bilateral meetings with representatives from international delegations on the sidelines of the 37th Joint Session of the UN Tourism Commission for East Asia, in the Pacific, and the UN Tourism Commission for South Asia. In this spirit, the minister engaged in discussions to explore potential cooperation in tourism development. Reverend Hendrik Lokra said the celebration of Easter is a momentum for family ties between the church and the people. In an, interview with Propaganda at RE on Friday, this is in accordance with the theme, Peace of Christ in the Family. According to him, the message implied in this year's Easter for Christian families and the Indonesian nation is to start building self-confidence in facing various crises nowadays. That was his line from Voice of Indonesia.
Air mataku bila ku ingat tentang dirimu.
thoroughly feel, which suits the character of Nora's voice, which is sweet and ear catching. Through the song, Nora wants to convey that we shouldn't be too unwilling to be with friends or people we feel comfortable with, because it could turn out that that person is the most special person for us. Well, if you guys enjoyed the song by Nora Ayu, then yeah, have a listen. the service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in my language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. The Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People on People, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Disneyland, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Famous for its ancient history, echoing through its canyons. Wonderful contours formed by the tectonic slides, with fertile volcanic lands crossed by the grandeur of Bukit Barisan. Ageless natural beauty is felt every step we walk, and every sight we see, leaving behind countless tales of myth, hard to be neglected. Catch the beauty of Lake Maninja. Wonderful landscape is witnessed when we fly over the top of Longwon Hill. High elevated adventure. Covering together around 10 km. Experience the phenomenon of walking on the living bridge. Where the waterfall refreshes the traveler. Evolving with time, without letting go of the inscribed history. Villagers keeping their joyous tradition. Touching jelly, which means time. The elegance of martial arts. See that. Palace. Acknowledge the cultural history of Minang Kabau. The enchanting sight dance will greet you, exposing their striking physical and vulnerability. Take the various traditional culinary of West Sumatra. Padang main dishes uniquely served to your table, well known for their savory and spicy flavors. While cakes and beverages are exceptional, with spicy sourdough composition. And of course, the legendary delicious sake padang. Colorful sound kit fabric, and carefully attempt to knit in the house of music. A new experience you can bring home. Take steps through a history, from Japan's fungus to the biggest coal mine in its era. Encounter the splendor of West Sumatra, and merge into a glorious beauty, where the power of history flawlessly intertwined with the wonders of nature.
Tanaka.
Village, which is the main attraction of Bulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Bulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harijaran, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a hot land, some caves, and natural wells.
As for Bulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland, which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Bulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock a long time ago. The ancestors of this Crescent Village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing. In Tanjung Bulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Bulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Bantai Batu Pastor, or Pastor Stone Beach, because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Bulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Bulisan Beach also has Sambana, Kalakami Hill, and Rarabayo, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Bulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savannah. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Bulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like Boat Passy to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the buffalo or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So, we prepared the facilities for boat transportation. We also form a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We form a rescue team. So, we gather several young people in this village. We train them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reefs and also the natural potential that exists on the Bulisan Tourist Beach. So this is their responsibility. So, that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Bulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the nearest one. So, this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for micro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions, so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later, there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with the regents and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador, and many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises, so that their products can also get better. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Bulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Indonesianese people, and we have an activity called Floor Choir. So, if there are joyful events, like for example birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Floor Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Taranjong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Taranjong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Taranjong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments,
widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. I said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Karanja Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilets, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Polisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait on. Let's go to Likupang.
Yep, it's a
very good
time. How do you do? Likupang. Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia. Where the species occur, notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name. And then this is very unique. For example, you can find the Barbados new species from Kelapan and all that. The species is endemic, so they are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with all the terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them, is really, really vital for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then the water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered. There are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species, how they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all this information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 95. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015 that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So there's some material that really can be developed for material for anti-material or antibiotic, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered. More than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect them, protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed because they are part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem is disturbed, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message needs to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
You can listen to the whole contact and conversation on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Dear listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from Central Java entitled Sakentang Sakentung. The song was composed by Rizky Abdullah. The song Sakentang Sakentung is one of the winners of the 2023 Nusantara Regional Song Creation Competition. According to Rizky, the song was inspired by his childhood. The lyrics tell the story of a child playing on Sunday, playing in the rice fields and rice and buffalo. The song also has a message that we can live in harmony and peace together. Well, listen, here is the song Sakentang Sakentung by Rizky Abdullah. Enjoy!
Aku matutulan, karupan jas, lumani sawahan.
that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia. During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.